I thought the scariest part of The Shining was the font.
It's Flicks and That with Steve Newell.
Lord Couch Potato, are you there?
Ooh.
G'day. G'day, g'day.
Swift.
G'day. Can you hear us?
Yes, I'm here. Are you there?
Yes, we're here as well.
I'm here, but not saying g'day. I'm saying hello.
Oh, shush. This format's falling apart as we speak.
Now, what are we watching this week, Steve Newell?
Well, it's more kind of in that than it is Flicks this week. Things being closed. And also my attention span has kind of like shrunk to a nugget again. But I got an early taste of season 2 of Amazon Prime's show The Boys, which I spent a day watching all of without getting out of bed. And it made me think that if you haven't seen season 1 of The Boys and you've got a day to spend in bed and not leaving the house, I highly endorse you doing so. Do you guys know anything about the show?
Nothing. Zero.
No.
It's a very black comedy show set in a world where superpowered people are celebrities, kind of like side of a cereal box propaganda, all-American good guys. But there is a bunch of ordinary people with a variety of gripes of one kind or another who want to F them up. And it's a very cynical, sarcastic, darkly comic show that you should definitely check out.
I'm just having a look here on the internet, and it's got incredibly high ratings.
Well, it should do. It's good.
Say the name of it again, I reckon. Just
The Boys.
The Boys.
The Boys.
That's what it's called.
It's based on a comic by Garth Ennis. It stars a couple of Kiwis. It stars Carl Urban and Anthony Starr. Anthony Starr plays this kind of Aryan godlike dude called Homelander.
Just the one character?
I mean, I'm not going to give anything away. No, just the one character.
Okay. Checking.
But he pours kind of every ounce of both kind of, ubermensch dramatic heft for the cameras and also a person corrupted by power and kind of pathetic and gross as well. He's got some major money issues, which he transfers onto one of the non-powered humans that works with him, played by Elizabeth Shue. Just say he develops quite a fixation on drinking milk without going too far down that road.
Someone's giving it a 9 out of 10 on the text machine, so...
Oof.
Pretty good.
It's super sweary. It's really violent. Carl Urban plays a character called Billy Butcher. He has a Cockney accent, which kind of wanders all over the dial. There's pleasure to be had just in how audaciously big he goes with his wandering accent. I think if you're kind of a bit done with serious superhero stuff or never started, there's still plenty to enjoy in the show because it really does rip apart and take the piss out of the whole putting those sorts of characters on pedestals. It's a very, very violent,
The Boys,
sweary good time.
Awesome. Anything coming out the box office this week that we need to be aware of? Or sort of...
Do they still call it the box office? A lot of questions.
Yeah, it's still good. Still get the box office reports through for sure, but I think everyone's kind of on standby here until we find out exactly what level 2 means for cinemas.
What happened last time?
I think they kind of held off a little bit actually, because there's also no rush because all the products had kind of been put on pause as well.
Right.
But I have seen that Hollywood has started dating some one-off screenings, and Academy Cinemas have announced that they will be having unallocated seating and staff wearing protective kit and like actually kind of curating how their audience is seated through the cinema.
Right.
But I'm not sure yet if we know exactly how all this stuff's going to work, which is a bit of a shame. I was going to go and see the new Christopher Nolan film tomorrow morning at IMAX, and that's thankfully they've refunded my ticket. But yeah, so for something for sort of at the blockbuster scale, we're going to need to just figure out, I guess, how many people can get into a cinema. And shit, if it's just 10, like, do you even bother opening? Probably not.
I don't know.
What's the new Christopher Nolan film called?
It's called Tenet, T-E-N-E-T. Okay. It's a palindrome, don't you know?
Mm.
But this is just this kind of silly timing, really, in that unfortunate timing, I suppose, not silly, that we were... New Zealand was getting a chance to see it early before it opened in the United States. It has opened in some other territories as well. And of course, if you're listening from somewhere that's not Auckland, then you have the ability to see this film, and we don't. But this film that we were sort of hanging out to signal everything's back to normal opens in the week that things decidedly are not. So we'll just have to be patient for a little bit longer.
Okay.
Okay. Anything else, Steve?
Okay.
Anything else?
Oh, I've got great news from the folks at Shudder, which is the horror streaming service that kicked off here in the past weeks. Their September highlights include a film that I've been wanting to see for such a long time. It's a horror film that's been described as being as inadvertently bad as... Oh, you know that movie The Room, John?
I've heard of it. Yes, I've heard of The Room.
He knows of it.
Oh, right. Good, good. Yeah. So,
it's on his radar.
Is it a Hollywood screening it this week? Hollywood Avondale?
I think you might get to not go again this week. Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Glenn Danzig of the band Danzig and the Misfits made a film called Verotica. It is a creepy, surreal, and bloody trilogy of erotic horror stories. And some critics have said it's basically the Room of horror movies. I think it's going to be accidental genius shit. And that's a little while away, but boy, I'm quite happy to have that to look forward to. And maybe by the time that that's on Shudder, you know, I'll be able to have a few people in the living room and have a beer. It'd be good.
Nice one.
Anyway, that's everything from me. What have you guys been perusing?
Not a lot, really. Actually, I've been kind of not watching too many movies at the moment.
I hit Ad Astra and The Dead Don't Die over the weekend, and both were pretty good. Ad Astra, pretty stylish, and The Dead Don't Die. My expectations were quite low because everyone said it was crap, but I quite like Jarmusch, so I really enjoyed it.
Nice. I haven't engaged in the latter. I've sort of gone off late career Jarmusch a little bit. But I really dug Ad Astra. That's another polarizing one. There's definitely some people that do not like that movie. But I'd have to say, objectively, they are all incorrect.
The plot wasn't the strongest plot ever, but it looked good.
Go get your dad, though.
Yeah, it's kind of...
Go get your dad.
Yeah, as I said, pretty stylish. Felt pretty good watching it. Pretty easy on the eye.
Hey, Brad, go get your dad, mate. Kind of thing.
You've got the elevator pitch down.
Oh, I actually watched, since we're talking about Brad Pitt, I watched who's the other guy? Johnny Depp. I watched a Johnny Depp movie where he plays like a tyrant in sort of Saharan Africa. It came out in like 2019, can't remember the name. This is my favourite part of the segment where I bring up a movie that I don't know the name of, and then Steve has to guess it.
I like the part where you said, speaking of Brad Pitt, who's that other guy?
Yeah, you know what I mean?
Is it kind of just sort of saying, like, there's only one alternative at that level of Hollywood actor?
Yeah, kind of, eh? Like, I'm kind of impressed as well, because the movie came out 2019, and that's right in the middle of the Amber Heard's Maniac period. So I'm like, well done, getting a kind of a decent movie out. He plays like a torturing tyrant, and it's like not an easy watch. But powerful little film, and I don't know what it's called. Enjoy yourself, everybody.
wikipedia.org/wiki/Johnny_Depp_filmography
2019 Johnny Depp, can't be that many films came out, you know. It's all right. He's got some handmade sunglasses there, and everyone's buzzed out because no one's seen sunglasses before, and they're real, like, evil doctor ones. It just looks super tweaked, Johnny Depp. And he just, it's minimal acting, but it's just, he does that well, you know what I mean?
Hang on, minimal acting.
Minimal acting. Maximum profit.
Are we talking about the same actor?
Yeah, no, it's a poll off. He's not Jack Sparrow on this one, bro.
Fucking hell. Sorry, pardon my French, but I'm shook by that news.
Yep, it's not a bad movie. Just don't know what it's called, that's all.
Now, from what I gather, quite the weedsman. So much so that I'm just going to get my citation of this correct. That his per day, his average
cannabis
consumption,
okay,
while making Fantastic Beasts, The Crimes of Grindelwald.
Oh, you would be hammered.
Was 8 joints a day on set.
That's cruising pretty hard if you don't have any heavy lifting to do.
I think he. He also has, allegedly he has kind of a pulley system in his hairpiece that helps to pull his face back. So so not only is
no
the hairpiece there
him.
On set,
just the good
he's kind
piece.
Of got the face pulled back. And they've also worked earbuds in there as well. And he often doesn't even bother remembering his lines.
Yes.
His assistant just throws him the line down the earbud and away he goes.
Still got the dreads on from Jack Sparrow. Somebody's just texted in.
Sorry,
is someone having a cup of tea at your house, by the way?
Early dinner.
Someone's texted in The Professor. That could be what that movie's called that I'm talking about. But don't know. Guess we'll never know what that movie's called.
Is Glenn just texting The Professor again?
No, it's about a little bit more tweaked.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, bro. Well, that sounds like we covered off a few things there, and I couldn't remember something. That's pretty much par for course, I think.
Nice. I'm gonna get back to my guac and figure out.
It's a crazy time of the day to have guacamole, but you just do what you got to do, mate.
I'll do what I got to do. What we got to do to get through, right?
This is true. Let's not rhyme anymore.
Bloody good.
Stop.
Talk to you guys soon.
Okay.
Toodaloo.
Real auteurs use star wipes.
That was Flicks and That on 95 BFM.